When you hear the words climate change and set new records in the same sentence, it's probably not going to be great news. Last year, four of the key climate change indicators, greenhouse gas concentrations, sea levels, ocean heat, and acidification, all hit record highs. A new report from the World Meteorological Organization says this is yet another clear sign human activity is causing major harmful changes to our planet. Professor Mark Howden is the director of the Institute for Climate, Energy and Disaster Solutions at the ANU, and he joins me now. Welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia.
What were the main findings of the report, and were any of the findings surprising to you?
No, not really surprising, but very concerning. And they just are concerning because they essentially another nail in the coffin in terms of the evidence that we're having major effects across the globe through our greenhouse gas emissions.
The report confirms the past 7 years have been the warmest years on record. Will that continue to be the case?
I think the trend will continue to go up. We are at risk of exceeding 1.5 degrees at 1 year in the next five. There's a one in two chance of doing that, and we're likely to exceed 1.5 degrees sometime in the 2030s at that current rates of change. And 1.5 degrees, if you remember, is the lower of the two Paris Agreement commitments in terms of temperature goals.
Yeah, that's right. There are no shortage of reports into the dire climate situation we're facing, right? We've had two major IPCC releases this year. You were the vice chair for one of them. Are they moving the dial with policymakers?
Well, I think they are. The policymakers, not just in government, but also in industry. And what we've seen is a huge movement across industry towards net zero type activities. And that will continue, not because the industries are necessarily thinking about the global good, but there's money to be made here by changing and aligning with public expectations across the globe. And I think in terms of the policy right across the globe, we've seen uptake of very significant and substantial and long-term policy packages by many countries which are driving their greenhouse gas emissions down.
Extreme weather has the most immediate impact on our daily lives. We have seen that over and over again this year. I don't think, you know, we need to be told anymore. We're living it, right? It's our lived experience. The report says it's led to steep economic losses and huge humanitarian toll. What will it take for governments to move from a recovery footing to actively adopting mitigation strategies?
I think many governments are adopting mitigation strategies. So one of those IPCC reports you mentioned showed that 18 countries across the globe have shown a long and strong trend to emission reductions, which is consistent with closer to a 2 degree target than a 1.5, but nevertheless, it is very substantial. And many countries have taken very substantial action to adapt to the climate changes. They're seeing the increase in disaster risk and positioning themselves accordingly. And they're doing it not because necessarily of global benefit, but because it's actually in their national interest, and it's in Australia's national interest too, to take action on climate change very substantially.
Throughout the election campaign, we've heard a lot about the need for climate change from the independents and the Greens, but it hasn't really been a huge feature from the major parties, although to be fair, Labor has dealt with that. They put out their policy in December. They have more ambitious interim emissions reduction targets. So how do you rate the main party's engagement on this issue?
I think if you compare the level of public interest and concern on climate change with the action and coverage with the major parties, there's a big gap there. And for example, Vote Compass shows that 29% of Australians list climate change is their number one concern. It's more than double the next one, which is sort of economic and financial concerns. And so it's a big issue for many voters, and the coverage just doesn't match the scale of the concern. And so I think voters expect more. And of course, the level of concern switches across party lines. And so Green voters are much more concerned about climate change. 50% of them rate at number one. LNP voters much less. 8% of them vote at number one.
Just finally, in East Africa, we have seen the confluence of conflict and climate change, the war in Ukraine disrupting wheat supply in the middle of an unprecedented drought. In India and Pakistan, an unrelenting heatwave is impacting crops and people are really struggling. How much will food insecurity shape the next decade?
Well, food insecurity is actually one of the key issues and sectors actually identified in the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. It's persistently in there, and that's because it's so critical to national security, to individual security. And what we've seen over the years is a really steep increase in the number and size of food system shocks. So these are times where combinations of things, you know, climate disruptors plus conflict, plus various economic policies combined to actually generate really significant food price spikes or shortages in various parts of the world. And we're in one of those now. And so the increase in the size and scale and frequency of those is very concerning, because we haven't seen a commensurate response in terms of things like food storage across the globe.
Very briefly, this report has been released ahead of the World Economic Forum in Davos next week. Will they be tackling any specific issues related to climate change?
Absolutely. If you look at the trend in Davos, going back many years, it was purely the very hardcore economic sort of issues being rated as the most important. These days, Davos rates the environmental and social issues as being the most important, and of those, climate change is the top billing. So they'll talk a lot about climate change. There's a lot of money to be made in terms of positioning themselves as responding to climate change. But at the moment, the measured action and response, such as global reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, is lagging behind the rhetoric.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Patricia.
Professor Mark Howden is the director of the ANU Institute for Climate, Energy and Disaster Solutions.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.